Shakti was originally done for the Baba documentary titled At the Threshold of a New Era. There is a link to it at the end of this video in the description section.
It was just after the emergency. I was kind of lucky because the Margis were like all under arrest during the emergency, and they were just putting their lives back in order, and the ones abroad, they were like just getting over the shock that the thing, and I was Johnny on the spot, so I was able to get out to the jail. And they used to, in those days, have 20-minute interviews with the prisoners. So I began this thing of meeting him and getting my 20 minutes. And gradually the numbers increased so that so many Margis were coming, and they used to go in groups and just do sastang pranam. And I tell them, no way, Jose, you know, I'm not going to go 2 seconds and meet Baba and go out. I have a right. I've been meeting 20 minutes. I get my 20 minutes. So I used to go alone and sit with Baba for 20 minutes. And he was so awesome. I didn't trust the superintendent will tell me the truth. So I thought, I got to trick this guy. So I went to him and I said, like, there's got to be somebody like sneaking food into him or something like that. And he told me, no, you've seen the security. Literally, there were 6 gates you had to go to get to him. They were locked. They had guards. There was police in the 3 rooms which Baba was in. The 2 rooms had police in them all the time. So I asked him, like, okay, then how is it possible that he's living on only curd water? You know, just yogurt water. And he was like, I don't know. What I think I need to convey is what they did to him in that jail. It was actually, I don't know, somebody said it was a condemned cell for the person on death row. I'm not really sure, but I remember you would go through 2 gates. There were actually 6 gates totally to get to his room. But the 2 main gates outside, and then I remember there was like a little courtyard that you would go through, and it was barren. It was probably his exercise area. It was barren. It was just dirt, you know. And then you would go to the end, and there was a door, and then you would come back again, and then you would go into his room. His room had only a curtain. There was no door, and that means no privacy, you know. And I don't remember what was behind. Baba was sitting on a chokhi, on a cot, and a wooden cot. And there was either it was a suitcase or it was a trunk in the corner there, because I remember. And the room was like just a little larger than a bathroom. It was very small and dingy. It was... sometimes in India they have bricks missing from the top where the air can come through and light can come. Didn't even have that. It was pitch dark. There was not an ounce of light. The walls were crumbly. It was dreadful. The bed was wobbly, you know. Once it actually, I heard it crashed. I don't know, but I didn't see it. But it was a subhuman condition to keep anybody in. No fan. It was an oven. An oven in the summers. The temperatures here go like way over 40 degrees, 40, 42 degrees. It can go up. I don't know in those days in Patna what was the temperatures, but it would go up in Delhi to 45, which is around 117 degrees. And I remember sweating to death in sitting in with Baba, sweating to death. And in winter, I was with this, and I was shivering. I was freezing cold because it's very close to Himalayas region. One thing I noticed, which I found very astonishing to me, is these sannyasis, like today they're very happy and they're very, you know, and tomorrow they're miserable and depressed. But Baba never changed. Baba was always smiling. Like the world was his big joke, you know? And he was really, really humorous. He was a never-ending source of humor.